We pray, Lord, reveal your truth to us. Help us to reveal your truth to others. Amen. Thank you for your patience. Please stay on the line. Your call is important to us. I imagine that most of you have heard that over your phones, and perhaps have heard it over and over again, and as you sit on the phone for half an hour or an hour waiting. And even though nobody can hear you, start talking to your phone and say, well, if my call is so important, why aren't you talking to me? Now imagine if God was like that. You pray to him and he says, please stay on the line. Your prayer is important to me. And then you wait and wait and wait. Does it feel as though your prayer is sometimes being put on hold? Well, listen to the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, some kind of infirmity, some weakness, was laid upon Paul to keep him humble. However, Paul thought that he could carry out his ministry better if he didn't have this problem. So he pleaded with God to remove this infirmity from him. On three different occasions he did this. And the first time, he was put on hold. And the second time, he was put on hold. The third time, God answered, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, that's not the answer that Paul was looking for, but it's certainly the one that he got and the one that he accepted gladly. As he says, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, why didn't God answer that first prayer? Or the second? No doubt these were fervent prayers and filled with arguments from the Apostle Paul, reasons why God should do what Paul asks, and yet God puts him on hold twice. Why? In Luke 18, Christ gives us the parable of the persistent widow who went to a judge, an unjust judge, to receive justice against her adversary. However, the unjust judge didn't want to bother himself with this. But she persisted until he finally gave in. And then Jesus said, shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? Note that, he bears long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. And we are told by Luke that the message of this parable was that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. God wanted Paul to be persistent in his prayers. He was testing Paul. He wants us to keep praying and not lose heart, not give up. As Lazarus lay on his deathbed, Mary and Martha surely prayed to God. They appealed to God's Son to come quickly and heal Lazarus. What was Jesus' answer? They were put on hold. He did not go right away. Jesus knew that Lazarus was going to die, but that this was not the ultimate purpose of his illness. Rather, it was for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And we know how that happened. Lazarus did die, and Jesus raised him from the dead. Joseph was thrown into a pit by his brothers and then sold into slavery. For several years, he was a slave. I'm sure that he prayed often, but he also was put on hold until that day when he was exalted to the position of vice pharaoh. Paul was convinced that he knew what God should do. Mary and Martha were convinced about what Jesus should do. Joseph was convinced. Many others through the centuries. And then you even have Christ in Gethsemane appealing to God. But they were all put on hold until God came with his answer. And he answered them in his own way and in his own time. As for Jesus, God's answer has resulted in our eternal redemption. Now, have you ever prayed and felt as though you were being put on hold? Well, don't give up. It's a test from God. Do you really trust him? Do you trust his promises? Do you believe that for Jesus' sake, he is listening to you? Do you believe that he will answer you as he promised? Even if it's not the answer that you're looking for. What Paul was not asking turned out to be greater than his request. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And you know, you heard Paul's response. Gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Consider this. Do you pray the Lord's Prayer every day? Each day, God hallows his name in my life and yours, causes his kingdom to come, his will to be done. Each day he gives us the necessities of life. Each day he forgives our sins. Each day he steers us clear of temptation. And when we ignore him and fall into temptation, he rescues us out of evil. So every day, God is answering your prayers, and quickly. As for those, when he seems to be tarrying, when he seems to be putting you on hold, please stay on the line. Your prayer is important to God. Keep praying. Do not lose heart. And remember his promise. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Let us turn to hymn 520, verses 9 and 10.